Good evening, I'm John Yang. Aid workers began the first phase of their drive to vaccinate children against polio in Gaza, where doctors diagnosed the first case in 25 years. A small number of children got the oral vaccine today, and the UN's health agency will try to dramatically increase those numbers starting tomorrow. That's the first day of Israel's promised three-day pause in fighting around vaccination distribution sites. In the past 24 hours, Israeli airstrikes killed 89 people and injured hundreds more. The dead include at least six children and a doctor sheltering with his family. As strikes continue in Gaza, Israeli Defense Forces moved into the Jenin refugee camp in the occupied West Bank. The IDF says it's searching for Hamas militants in hopes of preventing future attacks. Russia is blaming Ukraine for the deaths of five people in the southwestern Russian city of Belgorod. Shelling late Friday also injured at least 37 others in what Russia's foreign ministry called a terrorist attack. Belgorod is about 100 miles south of Kursk, where Ukrainian troops have pushed into Russian territory. Today, Russia responded with a guided bomb attack that killed two people in the Kharkiv region. It comes as Russia says it seized a settlement in Ukraine's eastern Donetsk region. Some of Japan's biggest cities are under flood warnings as Typhoon Sansan slowly moves across the island. Six deaths and 100 injuries are being blamed on the storm. It's halted underground transportation and canceled flights. Forecasters warn of landslides in heavily populated areas before the storm weakens and moves out to open waters later this weekend. In Mississippi, National Transportation Safety Board investigators are heading to the site of a deadly bus crash. Seven people are dead and 37 injured after a bus overturned following a tire failure on Interstate 20 about 50 miles west of Jackson. Among those killed, two siblings ages 6 and 16. The Warren County Sheriff says many passengers were trapped when the bus ended up on its side. Former President Donald Trump is launching a new wave of attacks on Vice President Kamala Harris. In a Fox News interview, Trump called Harris anti-democratic and vicious.
I call a comrade Kamala because she's radical left. She's a radical left Marxist. And that's what she is. And she'll destroy our country. There's not going to be any fracking in Pennsylvania. And for her whole life, there was none. She fought people like I've never seen anything like it. Look at the way she fought Justice Kavanaugh, the viciousness and the violence.
A new Fox News poll shows Harris gaining ground in three of four battleground states. Team USA is adding to its medal count at the Paralympics in Paris. Two gold medals in the pool, Olivia Chambers in the women's 400-meter freestyle and Mallory Wegman in the women's 200-meter individual medley. On the track, a 1-2 finish for U.S. runners in the men's 100-meter, with Jaden Blackwell setting a world record. Right now, Team USA is in sixth place overall in the medal count. China is leading the pack with the most gold medals and the most medals overall. Still to come on PBS News Weekend, why power outages can mean a greater risk of carbon monoxide poisoning. And our weekend spotlight with 8-time Paralympic gold medalist Tatiana McFadden.
This is PBS News Weekend from WETA Studios in Washington, home of the PBS NewsHour, weeknights on PBS.